Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Another outstanding lineup coming your way over the next 2 hours. We have got so much to get into. And of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston. Tonight, we're going to open up our show and we're going to talk a little bit about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're also going to get an update on the Oklahoma Sooners. It is never too early to talk some college football. That's right, because the Sooners are going to be down here facing Houston September 3rd. We're looking forward to that. Always a pleasure to have back with us. He is, guys and gals, he is a Big E favorite, the senior writer with OU Insider, and you can listen to him on 1400 AM KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. Always compelling radio, one of the best in our business. I pledge my eternal love to him. That is James Hale. How about that for an open, James?
Hey, that's as good as it gets. And every time I do radio with you, the only thing that could be better is if I could do television and be sitting there so I could actually see you. People just don't know how beautiful you really are unless they can go to your website and see that. You got a great website. But it's always great to talk to you.
Well, James, before we get into all the X's and O's, you got big plans for this Memorial Day weekend?
You know, when you're grinding all the time, and you're grinding too, and so am I, right? So
right.
A lot of times when you get to a three-day weekend, it is, hey, can I just have a hot dog and have a brewski and relax? I mean, sometimes I don't have big plans to go to the lake, and usually I'm covering something.
Yeah.
So, who knows? You know, the OU softball team, could be in the, they could have great things going, and so could baseball. So I'll be covering stuff. So, usually it's just somebody will grill, though. I will get me a hot dog or a hamburger. I guarantee it.
Well, I know earlier in the week you were over at OU working on a media pass and some credentials. How is that stadium renovation? How are they coming along? Are they going to meet the deadline?
You're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. And, they'll meet the deadline if they have to work around the clock for the next 4 months. But I think they're ahead of schedule. I don't hear about any panic in terms of having the stadium ready for the Ohio State game or the opener against Louisiana Monroe. I think they've got everything pretty much set up and ready to go. It looks like a bowled-in stadium now. Now they've got to put in the infrastructure or the seats and things like that. It's absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
It's a unique deal. I've been around now for two or three renovations. Boy, that dates me, I know, but I have. I think this one's the most exciting one, It actually bowls in the stadium. And how many times have you and I and other people talked about, boy, they ought to bowl in that stadium? Well, they are. And now the Ohio State game will give us a great feel for how that's going to impact home games in the future. I've always thought that the home field advantage for OU is pretty strong, but it's not the best in the country. It's somewhat of an older crowd to a certain extent, and it can get loud. And there's been a couple of games that Bob has congratulated the crowd because he really thought it had an impact. But there's also been a couple he said, hey, we need to get a little louder. We could use this or that. I think they feel like the way the sound is just going to be kept in the stadium, and with a new scoreboard, which means a new sound system, everything will be crisper, louder, more intimidating for the home team. And I really think this is going to be a benefit. I know it's helping them in recruiting as more and more kids bring up the renovations. And, of course, they may be talking more about, locker rooms, training facilities, the new weightlifting facility as much as they are the stadium itself. But every young man and woman, whatever sport they're in, they like to go to a school that has great facilities for them to play in. And I think this is really going to benefit OU in the future. You're going to love it. I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
I can't wait to go up there and take a tour. I have to wonder, too, how much was fundraising impacted by the downturn and the volatility in the oil and gas sector?
I hear a bunch. They've ended up funding it through bonds that they purchased. And they've raised quite a bit of money, but it has hurt. For instance, let's say I've heard this has happened a few times. Some people have pledged $3 or $4 million or $5 million, and but they could only do $1 million because of the downturn in the oil. So you have that happen to three or four guys, and all of a sudden that's $18 million or $16 million you have to make up. And that's never easy to do. So, no, it's impacted it. There's no doubt about it. And they had plans for softball and baseball, and I think they're going to bite the bullet and go ahead and redo the softball stadium because Patty Gasso is selling out that stadium. They sold out like half their games this year. That's pretty impressive for softball. Baseball doesn't quite draw as well. It's an anomaly around here. Softball's supported a lot more or a lot better than baseball. But, downturn in the oil industry, that always affects the state of Oklahoma a great deal. That's certainly been the case here.
The senior writer with OU Insider and talk show host of Sports Talk 1400 KREF, James Hale, he's a legend in Oklahoma, is back with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. What a great way to kick off our program. Of course, this interview is being brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today to find out what you can save. So, James, talk to me about how did the Sooners look in spring practice?
They felt really encouraged about the team, and they're pretty happy about where they're at, and they think they're going to be pretty good next year. Baker Mayfield gives you that feeling because he's really good. He's striving to get better. He's not resting on his laurels, and he's a great leader. So you got everything that you are looking for in your senior quarterback, and he's really a talented guy. The offensive line, they need to find two other starters, but they've got more depth in the offensive line than they have since Bill Beedenbow's been the offensive coordinator. He actually had 13 guys to work with in the spring, and that's unheard of. A couple of newcomers, Cody Ford and Ben Powers, kind of emerged as the guards. That would allow them to leave sophomore Drew Samia at right tackle. You have sophomore Orlando Brown at left tackle, and Jonathan Alvarez, who started at guard last year for them, moves to a more natural position for him at center. It's a bigger group than the one they would have had last year. Everybody's about, from 311 to 357 in Brown, and he's trimming down, so he's going to try to get to 340. Even their backups, Aston Julius, who may end up being a starter, is 354 pounds. You have a couple of other guys that are close to 300, so they believe this offensive line is going to be a more stronger group. So an outside linebacker, they got five guys coming in. That's not a settled position.
Mm-hmm.
Oboe, a junior, has kind of emerged as one guy, but they've got all their guys back in the secondary outside of Sanchez, who decided to go pro. And that's still a battle. Micaiah Quick is going to move from receiver to corner to see if he can win that job, and he might. He's a real gifted athlete. If not, they can always put him back at receiver. So they feel pretty good about how things went. Seibert had a great spring kicking the ball. He's probably going to take over kickoff duties as well, so he'll handle all the principles of kicking. But he's really good, and they think he can be really good at doing all those things. So, they feel like they're pretty good. Their schedule is so challenging. It's one of the toughest Bob has ever had because – nobody expected when they put the schedule together that Houston was going to be this good. And here they are, a top 10 team, coming off a victory against Florida State.
That's right.
The Heisman Trophy candidate back at quarterback and Ward. Then you got Ohio State rolling in and an epic matchup between elite programs that have been elite for centuries. And then after that, the Sooners go on the road to TCU before they play the Red River rivalry against Texas, and they lost to Texas last year. So the first five games are going to tell you a lot about how good Oklahoma is.
James Hale has been with us tonight to kick off our show at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out online, senior writer with OU Insider and talk show host at Sports Talk 1400 KREF. You know, James, we've been doing our segment for so many years. You would think that I would have learned we've always got to schedule time for two segments. We're out of time. We love having you on, James. Thanks.
Hey, no problem. We'll do it again soon.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at YSR. Andy Pondillo in studio talking some MLB news and notes.